Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of your second favorite podcast. I'm here. I'm queer. Garrick's not here. Gabe is here. I'm back. Justin is here.
Yo.
We technically have a full cast today.
Technically.
Gabe is here for a little bit, and then Garrick's going to come later. He's going to tag out to Garrick. So technically, all of us will be here.
Yes.
Technically.
We will all be here at some point.
At some point in the same episode.
For a small period of time.
Yes, correct.
But we're all going to be in the episode, which is going to be cool.
So how are you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
It's been a minute.
I got paid.
I am going to get the mic stand. I will be right back.
Fuck, now we're down to this two.
Now it's just us, dude.
It's just us, man.
Yeah, it's been cool. It's been getting hot, dude.
Quick, while Serge is gone, let's burn his whole setup.
Oh, shit. Let's
fucking light it on fire. Oh, shit, he's back.
That's also our setup.
Hey, fucking stupid money, dude. We got paid.
Right here, you fuck.
Money, dude?
Fuck you, dude.
Can you make that the title for now? Just money, comma, dude, question mark?
Money, dude?
Question mark?
That was a rough week, dude.
It was so bad.
I felt like I was drowning. Now my head's above water, dude.
Dude, I got our work check today, and I got my coach check.
Ooh,
my coach check is double what it was last time.
By the way, this is the era of Coach Gabe, dude.
I got this job. I'm going to get another job. Another job in the fall. Maybe two jobs in the fall.
There you go.
Fucking just making money.
Hey.
I'm saying.
Steve, no.
That's good, dude. How you like fucking running around?
How do you like fucking? Holy fuck.
Or whatever the fuck you guys do.
That's the best way to put track. How do you like fucking running around?
Running around, you know?
It's fun. It's tiring. Having to deal with high schoolers.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather staple my tongue to a I don't know. Hey, we're low energy today, dude.
Staple your tongue to the end of that bit.
Hey, man.
You just had a Red Bull.
I know. I'm still low energy, dude. See, I was like, I had no energy, and then now the Red Bull brought me to low energy.
That's insane.
That's so.
You had a 12 too.
I know. I usually do 16s.
Oh, wow.
Did you ask me for a 16?
I did, yeah.
You know what's crazy? I thought you meant a 12. I got you a 12.
Yeah. No, 16.
You meant a 16?
Yeah. I'm told
him to go hang himself? Is that what you did?
No, I told here's what happened. I told Garrick to go hang himself, dude. By accident, okay? I didn't tell Justin to go hang himself. I told Garrick on accident to go hang himself.
Autocorrect has been doing Serge dirty.
It's so funny.
It's awful.
Every single time.
He'll mean to type gang, but then the fucking autocorrect will just autocorrect it to hang. So it looks like he's just responding. Like, I'll be like, yo, can you grab me a Red Bull? And he'll just say hang. I'm like, all right. Fuck, dude.
Damn.
What happened?
It's one of those things, dude. What?
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I thought something actually happened.
No.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, we're here. We're back with another episode, dude. We got a lot to talk about today.
We actually do.
A lot's been going on. Well, one thing, fucking, as I'm sure many of you have heard, Knock Loose did a secret show.
Or a
surprise show.
You're looking at me like
we should wait to talk about this.
Why?
Because I feel like Garrick will have something to say about this, unless you want to two-part it.
Yeah, we can two-part it.
Two-part it?
Yeah.
Two-part it.
But we can just talk about... Well, fuck it. new Joker. No, fuck a segue, dude. Fuck a segue. We do what we want here, dude. Actually, the new trailer's dropping in like 21 minutes.
Yeah, you guys could actually react to it live.
We're going to get taken the fuck down. Yeah, we might get fucking C-rated.
We will get C-righted straight up.
Yeah, we'll get C-righted.
Crip-righted.
We're not affiliated with any gangs.
We're not.
You're sick in the head.
I'm excited and also not excited for this movie.
I think it's going to be fucking fantastic. Yeah. I think this movie isn't going to make you like musicals, but I think you're going to appreciate this movie.
I disagree. I think he's going to hate it front to back.
I'm going to watch it.
We know that Justin's a fanboy for... The first Joker movie.
Yeah, we know he loves the first Shrek movie.
Hang on.
It's one of his favorite movies, actually.
Some could say he bases his whole personality on
He does. You know what's crazy is I noticed something is that ever since the movie came out like 2 years ago when he saw it, he's been quoting that movie at some point every single day.
That's not true.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And you know what I've heard him say before in the past? He'll have some type of conundrum or dilemma in his life. He'll just go, "What would the Joker do?"
I never say what would the Joker do.
You know what I actually heard like the other day? I've been hearing it like every, like it's weird. Every Wednesday night for some reason, whenever he's not doing Off the Henny, I just hear in his room, I just hear,
it's true. I have heard him like uncontrollably laugh.
Yeah, like he's just practicing for some reason.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? you know what, dude? You wouldn't get it. That was a little Joker pun, dude. No, don't fucking put that out there. I don't base my life. That's like a thing with like, I've learned.
Defend yourself.
When you're in the uh-huh. dating scene and when someone's like, "Oh, what movies do you like?" If you say the Joker, they're like,
yeah.
It's like red flag. I don't like it like that. I'm not like,
that's not true.
Just like me. I'm not, I don't do
you
that.
You said that before.
I've never said that.
Dude, you literally sent us the poster and after it came out and you just said, "I can relate to this movie so hard."
I never said that. Find it right now.
Do you know?
You're gonna doctor up a fucking.
No,
false,
I'm not. I'm gonna find a picture of you saying that.
No, dude.
Sending a picture of Joaquin Phoenix walking down the stairs and just saying he just like me for real.
No, dude.
Yes.
No, dude. Maybe in a sense where I smile through it all. Maybe.
It never gets easier with you.
That was so bad.
It never gets easier with you.
Well, look, man. I don't like fucking what do you call it? Musicals. And I found out that this is going to be a musical. That's confirmed that it's a musical, right?
Yes.
Confirmed.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
See, it could be worse because Lady Gaga is Harley Quinn. That makes it a lot better. That's going to make it a lot better because it could just be someone.
I'm not worried about their ability to sing. I've never heard Joaquin sing.
Neither have I. So I'm very.
No, he's done musicals.
What?
Hasn't musicals? He done? He did something where he sings in it. I think.
I would not be the guy.
I haven't really followed his film career, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Here, my thing is like you had a good thing going with the first one. Why change it up?
Because it's supposed to be crazy and it's supposed to be weird. That's the whole point. It's supposed to just
do that without throwing fucking show tunes in the mix.
Yeah, but they already did a lot for the first movie.
Let's
change it.
Let's get into this. What musical hurt you?
That's a good question.
None of them. The concept of just a story, like in a cinematic sense, being told, and then they randomly break out into song. It's the, in my opinion,
a great story with music.
If you like show tunes, that's fine. But once you break into song after just doing a regular scene, just acting, that to me is the most like cringe, like blood curdling thing. I don't know what it is. I just hate it.
But why?
I think it's just like that would never happen. That would never not that's like that's one element of it. But like just tell the fucking story. Why do I have to listen to you sing? And it's never good.
Okay, that's fucking bullshit. You're sick in the fucking head.
There's a lot of great fucking music.
Hey,
problem.
Hey, have you ever heard of The Phantom of the Opera? You fuck?
That's fine. It's
you're fucking insane. That's
what
about, fine.
Am I fucking, what do I bring little fucking binoculars to the theater and just fucking
it's not watch actual,
that shit? You're sick. You are sick.
There's nothing I can relate to with musicals at all.
Okay. Yeah. How about like Wicked? Wicked is fucking amazing singers and like Grammy nominated singers doing it. Here's fucking the show. Fucking Jennifer Hudson. Showgirls? No.
Showgirls was a musical.
Showgirls, yes. Showgirls. Jennifer Hudson. Who else is in it? Like fucking big hitters.
Look this up.
Their ability
Jamie
to sing.
Jamie Foxx is in that fucking movie.
Cool.
He sang crazy.
Cool. I'm not. I'm not clowning on their technical ability. I'm
sure you are.
All of these people can sing. It's the genre of music. That's a, okay, that's actually what it is. The genre of music.
So you don't like show tunes music in the first place? They're all different. You can't say all show tunes are the same.
It's pretty.
You're thinking of Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls, yes, not Showgirls.
It's pretty.
Showgirls is something else, isn't it?
Showgirls is it's like an erotic movie, isn't it?
I think so.
Showgirls is, yeah, that's like a
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson, Beyonce, Jimmy Fox, Eddie Murphy, holy fuck, Danny Glover. Oh my God.
DG?
Cast is crazy.
The boy DG.
I need to rewatch that. But yeah, it's like not all of them are the same though, because every single show tune or musical has their own like vibe to it.
Yeah,
that creates their own genre.
It's the concept that I cannot get behind.
But you're sick in the head for that.
It's fine. Hey, look.
It just feels weird that as someone who is such a musician like yourself.
No, run that.
I can't.
Run that. No. Please, by all means.
Lean into this bit, dude.
Run into it. Come on. Come on.
Run first into the bit. I can't.
Lean into it. Come on. Prove me right, dude. Let's go.
No. No, I'm not going to prove you right. No, fuck this, dude. No, I just, look, here. My thing is, I don't like the concept.
Nah, dude, run that up.
I don't like the concept of show tunes. I don't like the genre itself.
Also,
there are a few.
I think that show tunes and musicals are different.
No.
Yes.
Because show tunes is like...
like Damn Yankees.
That's show tunes.
Show tune.
Musicals...
is a musical. There's a complete difference.
I
don't know about musical. It's a production with music in it.
Burn Hamilton to the ground.
I wouldn't call it a musical. You're also sick.
Powdered wig in powdered wigs rapping. Fuck you. Fuck off.
They're supposed to be in the fucking 1700s.
Oui, mon ami. Je m'appelle Lafayette. You know.
Do you fucking French? You want to get you a fucking
revolutionary
baguette and an easel? You fucking French fuck. Yeah, no.
Listen, dude. All I'm saying is, the fact that a musician, such as yourself, who enjoys conceptual music, cannot get behind a production with music in it that is well composed.
I don't know about that.
I'm not kidding.
It's just not for me. I'll say this: there are a few musicals that I do like.
What?
For some reason, I can't wait
for these to be the worst fucking. No.
Yeah.
For some reason, I really fuck with La La Land.
Oh my God, that's the gayest one.
I'm gay. What do you want me to do?
Fair. My fault.
It's your choice.
It's for me.
Yeah, it's true.
That one's
okay. Wait a minute. Hold on.
La La Land. Show tune. Fucking musical.
That is like show tunes.
I don't know why.
You like La La Land, but not Phantom of the Opera.
No, I don't. No, it's not. Okay.
Have you tried to sit through Phantom of the Opera?
No.
What have you tried to sit through? Oh, wait, first of all, would finish what you like, or is it just La La Land?
La La Land, here's the thing. Sweeney Todd was cool.
Great. Fantastic.
Wasn't a fan of the music, all of it.
To be fair,
wasn't a fan of all the
Johnny
music.
Depp can't fucking sing. He tries can't his sing, best, but he can't sing.
The aesthetic of the movie is better than the movie itself.
Yes.
Sorry to say, yes. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
But the aesthetic of, like, Helena Bonham Carter, Johnny Depp, like that vibe of it is awesome.
It's great only for Helena Bonham Carter.
Correct, yes. Never Before Christmas. You like that?
Yeah.
It's a music. Yeah, it's kind of a musical.
It's a musical. Okay, half of Disney's shit, fuck, like, why? Why do you have to have fucking music in it?
I can agree with that, because every single...
Maybe that's where it stems from. That might where the hatred stems
because
from.
That checks out.
That makes sense.
Because I watched that shit as a kid, I'm like, what the fuck is... Even as a kid,
Princess and the Frog, do you fuck with that one?
That one's fine.
That one's great.
That one's fantastic.
That one had some couple tracks. That one had some heaters on it.
Give me Disney's with me.
Because they're black.
Dr. Facilier. Oh, my God.
What? We're fucking... We got some shit going on. What?
I want to get to the bottom of this musical thing before I have to leave.
So, yeah.
Give me the Disney ones you like.
Nightmare Before Christmas is fine.
Yes.
Great. Fantastic.
It's a great movie.
It's one of the best ones.
I love the movie.
It's a great movie.
The music is pretty iconic.
Exactly.
Fucker.
Okay.
What's this? Okay.
So stupid.
What's this?
What's this? Princess and the Frog was pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of I'm like accessing.
Is there any classic Disney movies that you like genuinely enjoy?
Like Aladdin.
Like Cinderella, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast.
I used to fuck with Pocahontas, but I'm thinking of the music right now. And
Pocahontas still.
Colors of the Wind?
Colors of the Wind is a banger,
What's
dude.
What's the fucking, the Blue Corn Moon, that shit? What's it called?
I don't fucking remember. I haven't seen the movie. I know that's not the song? I know that's not right.
That sounded racist as fuck, but I know it wasn't.
That was some
propaganda.
Yeah.
That was a lot of, yeah.
There was some propaganda in there. Yeah.
Lion King.
Oh, great one.
Really?
Come on.
It was all right.
You're sick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's where it stemmed from.
Okay.
Like it traveled from there. So now I just don't like music. Whenever someone's like, that's when I knew. And then they turn and
oh,
they
that's
start,
awful.
That's
like Sound of Music? Kill yourself.
Like Grease, fuck you.
Okay, whoa.
Nah.
Grease, fuck you.
Grease, couple tracks.
Grease is also problematic as shit.
It is.
Les Miserables. Hang yourself.
No. That's no.
I don't want to watch it.
But to be fair, to appreciate Les Mis, you need to have a more refined palate when it comes to musicals.
Yeah, you have to have a refined palate to watch a fucking dirty Frenchman in a ruffle shirt fucking screaming. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you need to have.
Instead, you just go to the dirty Frenchman shows.
Right? Yeah, straight up.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my hang up.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. It's like Sound of Music, hang it. Hang yourself. Yeah, it's awful.
Burn it all.
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Shit.
Like
hell yeah, dude.
Because that's what I'm saying. Is like that type of musical, end it, fire, burn it all, kill it. But like the Heathers, unbelievable. It's my favorite musical of all time is the Heathers. Phantom of the Opera, unbelievable. Like when they stopped trying to do the fucking the classic like Americana style of musical, I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Give me a production, I'm all in. Like Wicked, unreal. Yeah.
Like when the music accentuates the story and the theme,
like
when it matters. Like instead of just a complete vibe switch.
Yes.
Because we need to get this point across that we're young and spunky and that we need to fix the fucking well to save the town. I don't fucking know.
No, yeah. Because I'll make exceptions for a couple. Like Annie, iconic.
Yeah, because it's Annie.
It's Annie. Yeah, like Rent, badass. West Side Story, badass. But when it comes to like the more like Americana shit, I don't fuck with it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But if there's like a production where the soundtrack, like I'm listening to the soundtrack outside of watching it, that's a good musical. Like Wicked, Heathers, Phantom of the Opera, like that type shit.
I have a La La Land track saved to my library.
It's good, it's a start. I think this is gonna sound crazy. Phantom of the Opera and Heathers, master killer tier albums.
That's wild.
Straight up.
You know,
straight up.
I get that.
It's unbelievable, dude.
They're fucking great. You know what I've been listening to on repeat recently? In the Heights. Lin-Manuel Miranda's one. I just love the fact that it plays so much into Hispanic culture. Well, yeah.
I love how much it plays into Hispanic culture
with it, and it also accentuates the music with it.
I wish I could have seen it. I think if it's still in production, I do want to go see it.
Yeah.
Because I never got a chance to.
I want to see that in Hamilton, because I love Hamilton. Hamilton's so fucking good.
Garrett detected the chat, all caption. It said Blue Corn Moon. Come on.
What? Is that what it's called? What's it called?
I don't know.
I'll look it up. There's something. Something with a blue moon. It's like the song.
Yeah.
It's like the flagship song.
Colors of the Wind is
Colors
the song.
Of the Wind is a flagship.
Is it that? It might be that.
Whatever happened to good Disney movies?
What was the last good Disney movie?
I forgot that there's just a song called Savages.
What is it called?
That's crazy.
Is it called
What Makes the Red Man
Also,
Red?
It's called Picking Corn. Blue Corn Moon.
Blue Corn Moon?
She's thinking about the moon or something. She's thinking about the moon. There's somehow corn related. There's Insane. Somehow corn in the mix. You know what? Okay. You know what artist has a lot of musical element, like musical, like theater elements in their shit? Sleep Token.
Yeah.
I've noticed that over the years and I'm like, fuck. But I like it. It's good because there's like so much else in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. Not my thing. That being said, bring it back to Joker. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna give it a chance. I'm not gonna be totally close-minded. But I'm not gonna like it. I'm not gonna like the musical parts, but I'll hear it out. You know what I mean?
Listen, brother, we need to do like one of those like Patreon Vimeo things where like we just have like a live react and just have you watch Phantom of the Opera.
Fuck.
We could do that with a bunch of different musicals too.
Oh, dude, that'd be so sick.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah,
bro, we could watch fucking Dreamgirls. Show Justin, you'd Dream like Girls Dreamgirls.
Pretty badass.
Dreamgirls is like all the like 50s and like the 40s. Like
it's
music.
It's show tunesy, but like not in a show tunesy way. It's like very like R&B, like okay. Very like soulful singing.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay. Awesome.
It's soul show tunes, but okay. With
soul tunes.
Soul tunes.
That's crazy.
It's pretty good.
But with Beyonce, Jamie Foxx, and Jennifer Hudson, that's yeah. Like the best of the yeah. Best for that genre. Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Also,
yep. I'll give it a shot.
A little bit of lore about Phantom of the Opera. Gerard Butler, before... It was Gerard Butler, right? He was in Phantom?
I think so.
That sounds wrong. Maybe I'm right. I don't know. No, I think it was Gerard Butler.
He can't sing.
Well, you know what's funny is that he
I didn't want to say well, it like on, mean, but
hold on.
He can't sing. Dude.
I think the fact that he did not know how to sing before getting the role for the movie is kind of dope because he learned is Gerard Butler. He learned how to sing opera for the film. He did like 2 weeks of voice lessons. Then was like, all right, cool, time to film a fucking opera.
God damn.
Yeah, and they did a pretty good job. Obviously, he's not as good as Emmy Rossum, but Emmy Rossum's performance is like so iconic and so legendary that I kind of like.
I forgot that Emmy Rossum was on there until I saw Garrick's fucking text.
Who was that?
That's crazy. Fiona from Shameless.
Dude, she's the girl.
It's been decades since I've seen the movie.
What the fuck is her name? I haven't watched Phantom in a minute.
I'm 26 now, so I can say decades. Like I haven't watched it in so long.
Christine Daae. She plays Christine.
Anytime Gerard Butler would sing in Les Mis, it sounded like he was just yelling across the house at somebody. it just sounded like he was raising his voice.
He can't sing, but I will say he sings better in Phantom than he does. Also, no, wait. You're thinking
Phantom
of...
Phantom was before?
Way before. Also, you're thinking of Russell Crowe.
Yeah, you're not thinking of Gerard Butler.
Dude, I always get those two mixed up.
Those are the two craziest people to get mixed up.
No, Russell Crowe cannot sing. Gerard Butler in Phantom does a pretty good job.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking of Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe can't sing.
But Hugh Jackman makes up for it.
Hugh Jackman, oh my Hugh God. Jackman.
Dude, the great...
I think I remember him. So he can
sing.
He can sing. He's got pipes.
Very show-tuny, The Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman.
Fucking
yes,
amazing.
Dude.
It's so fucking good. The music is awesome.
More like The Greatest Gnomon. Got him, dude.
Garrett just texted the chat and just said, "Justin doesn't know anyone, dumbass."
Fuck you! Hey, where are you? Where are you, motherfucker?
Search title: Where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
And I'm so sorry. One of the worst bands of all time. Straight up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of B.
Fuck you, Garrett.
B1.
Fuck you, man. It's my brother.
What?
He said,
so
"I'm not a fan
fucking
of
dumb.
B."
Oh.
B-182.
But yeah, no, Greatest Showman. Have you ever seen him do his like solo performances where he plays piano and sings?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Have you ever heard him like sing?
No.
Dude, he's fucking...
I mean, to be fair, he just said he didn't watch Les Mis, so there's
true,
that.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman can sing.
Dude, proper like real ass.
He was a theater actor before he was an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. He's just hot. And Australian and fucking just has a
you can't have it all
incredible voice. He has everything. He has everything. Crazy physique, crazy voice. He's got the hair.
Yeah.
You know, like the hair.
He does have the hair. How old is he?
Dude, we're
he's fucking 50 something.
He's like in his mid to late 50s. Han and I were watching the first X-Men movie like this weekend. It was
it's
awesome. They're all on Disney Plus. Like the old ones,
right.
The new ones, and the fucking animated shows are on it too.
Give me a number. How old do you think Hugh Jackman is?
56.
I'm going to say 58.
55. Oh.
Okay.
Good for him. And he's going to be fucking Wolverine again at 55?
He's fucking Wolverine? Nice, dude. Got him.
Pay to see that.
Did you watch the trailer yet?
For
Deadpool 3?
Oh, my bad.
For Deadpool 3?
Hey, I don't think
take
I...
Take it back.
Wait, I feel like I did. feel like I have.
Did they release a full-length trailer already?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really?
Is Deadpool being interviewed or, like, talked to by somebody? Am I
No, kind of. Okay.
Might be completely...
I would just watch the trailer.
Okay.
But there's a scene... Well, the movie's called Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's a scene where, like, you see the hair and the claws, mm-hmm. and it's badass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So...
Do you guys remember the old X-Men games?
Of course.
The PS2 games?
Yeah. Well, no, I had the Sega games.
Sega games, wow.
I had the Sega games, and I had one that was on the original Xbox, I think.
Probably.
I think it was on the original Xbox.
You know what I remember?
He's nuts.
The X-Men games, I remember the Wolverine game that they made after the Wolverine movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, those are sick. Like the Weapon X ones where you have to yeah. like... Yeah, those
Weapon X.
Surprisingly grit. A straight fucking edge, dude. I'm not straight edge, but.
SFE?
Yeah.
Straight edge right now.
What?
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 Straight edge right now.
Why? Because you're sober?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
That's not how that works. That's crazy.
You're speaking of straight edge, you went to a show.
You're edging right now? That's fucking crazy.
You went to a show, you went to a Fury show recently.
Oh, I did. That was yeah. fucking awesome. It was Fury, Magnitude, Firestarter.
F starter.
Yeah, it was. whoa.
Fire S.
It was fuck. Who else played? It was Firestarter, Field of Flames, and Gun. Yeah, Gun. Yeah. Gun is fine.
What are they?
Punk.
Yeah, it's punk.
They sound like. I'm sorry, Gun. They sound like a worse version of Spy.
Damn.
Well, that's not fair.
Is that this album?
I don't know. I don't listen to Gun.
Damn.
I saw them and it was just very sloppy punk.
Damn.
Like it was just very like they played do got do got do got do got while the dude just kind of walked around and yelled at the microphone like this. Like it was very fine.
Cool.
It was all right. Firestarter rocked. They played a great set. Lots of interaction.
Shout out Bradley.
Shout out to Bradley Racine of Local Man Records.
Bradley R.
Field of Flames. Dude.
Dude, Foff?
Foff played scary mosh. Do you know what's crazy? So every straight edge friend I have in the scene pulled up to that show. Straight edge mosh is notoriously gay. Because like it's I don't know, dude. It's just like California straight edge mosh is just like it's posy mosh. I don't like it. Like it's queer mosh.
Jesus Christ.
But what, dude?
Say that.
Yes, I can say that. I can say that.
It's not whether he can say, it's whether he should say that.
Yeah, they just can't mosh most of the time. But my friends at that show, I have never in my life seen them mosh harder than they did after Field of Flames. Mm. Scary mosh. Bad fucking ass. It was awesome. It was genuinely like all of my straight edge homies just fucking whooping each other's ass. It was dope. Yeah. It was very sick. Magnitude played after that. Probably the best Magnitude set I've ever seen.
They've been fucking killing it lately.
Killing it.
On top of the world.
Dude, I didn't realize how like big they got.
They're huge. They played a show in like Indonesia like a few months ago and it was like fucking like ridiculous.
Really?
Stage mosh.
Really?
And
I love stage
pylon
mosh.
Shit.
I love stage mosh.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a photo of friend of the show, Riley Hambrook, where they had everybody get on stage for that one thing. You're going to pull it up?
Dude, I made a meme about it.
Did you?
I sent it to Riley.
Like everybody's on the stage. Yeah, so it's funny because it's Riley Hambrook like holding this crowd back from the drum set. And he's like, like Spider-Man in the fucking scene where he's holding the train. Back. Yeah. Now show them the actual picture, if you have it.
I have the video.
You have the video? Show them the video instead. Holy fuck.
What's that?
Jesus Christ.
Are you fucking coming?
But yeah, Magnitude.
He's in the orange beanie.
Yeah.
Right there. Orange beanie, gray hoodie.
Just holding back thousands of people. Where the fuck is Garrick, dude?
Shout out Ryham, dude.
Shout out Ryham.
I'm not fucking good enough, dude.
No. Wow. Fucking. I'm just kidding.
Out of my house.
But no, he was so holding back the masses. But dude, Magnitude, couple tracks, brother.
Fucking
badass. Like
Sea Attack?
Insane. Dude, they opened with Counterattack.
They opened with Counterattack? Fuck.
It was bad fucking ass. They played is it Defy? I stand to defy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played that song. Bad fucking ass.
Yeah.
New tracks hit live.
Nice.
Super dope. The record was cool. I didn't love it, but yeah. Seeing yesterday, I get it. Or on Sunday, I get it. Fury, one of the best bands to ever come out of Orange County. Ever. Fury was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Got the mic for The Feeling.
That's Garrick.
Got the mic for The Feeling.
Nice.
Awesome.
Duff Feeling.
Did the part again.
Fuck yeah.
They covered Hatebreed, which was crazy.
Which is that's a crazy.
Crazy.
That's a crazy cover.
They covered Hatebreed, which was bad fucking ass.
Motherfucker. That's immediately fucked.
Is this your mic? Cool. Oh yeah, you gotta go.
Wait a sec.
Tag out.
Nice.
Bye, Gabe.
Bye.
Everyone say bye to Gabe.
Bye, Gabe. Oh, wait, we roll the intro again.
Yeah, really
where's the yo?
It's muted. We're just like. Yeah. Fuck you, Fan Me Op is great. Crazy.
Insane take. Insane take.
Insane take.
Yeah.
It's just it's a bunch of. And then you like
the literal gayest one.
Yeah, well, I'm gay.
Yeah, but like. Come on, man.
Look.
That's Gabe. That's not true. That is not true at all. Not.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, that fucking meme of Riley.
It's so funny.
So good. Bye, Gabe.
But yeah, dude, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But no, but dude, Fury genuinely had like hometown reaction.
That's sick.
It was like.
Also, when you texted me, where the fuck are you? Literally putting it in park.
Nice.
I was like, he's gonna take it away. Fuck him.
But yeah, dude, it was like it felt like an old chain show.
That's sick.
Where was
it? Chain.
That's why it felt like an old chain show. Yeah, shit. Yeah. There you go. That's sick.
Yeah.
I was so far from like there's like so much gap between them, dude.
Let me do this.
What?
Yeah, readjust.
R adjust. R A.
What?
There you go. Hell much better. Dude, you know what's fucking crazy? So I went to a show recently. Uh-huh. I saw Knocked Loose, Twitching Tongues, Beyond Repair, yes. Cosmic Joke, The Midnight Hour.
You waited for me to be here when I didn't go to the show.
but you like Knocked Loose more than he does.
That's fair. That's super fair.
Dude, fucking awesome.
It looks sick.
It was awesome.
For exposition's sake, we all tried to get tickets.
Correct. Yeah.
We all tried and we all failed.
No, Surge tried.
We all tried. We all failed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All of our friends tried. Most of them failed.
You want to know what it was like?
I just know a guy.
Damn, I didn't get in.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
It's like, all right.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Yeah,
I know a guy. We'll say that much.
He had sacrificed 7 goats, but he got it.
Yeah. I had to fucking steal a diamond from the temples of
Uganda.
Yeah, of Uganda. I flew to South Africa to get a blood diamond and came back and got in.
Yeah.
But no, fucking.
So fucking crazy.
No, but yeah. So I ended up getting in. Shout out to the homies. It was literally just like, you know, it was exactly what I expected it to be. Because, like, the one thing that I will say that kind of sucked is that none of the locals who have, like, made that venue what it is were able to go, which is shitty to me. That sucks because it's, like, the reason that place is as big as it is because of the people that go there every single month, every single week, that always at the shows, none of them went.
Yeah.
That sucked.
That's definitely shitty.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was cool that like so many people came and like experienced the Minute Hour and gave the Minute Hour business, and
I saw a take on that about like more not specifically about the location, but more about the concept of kids going, because from what I saw, it was a ton of like younger kids, right?
You know what's crazy is there wasn't that many young kids that went.
Okay.
There was like it was majority of people that went were like our age.
Okay.
I'll say this. From the photos I saw, I've never seen any of them before.
No.
So it's a lot of new people.
It was really a lot of new people.
Young people, it's a lot of new people.
New people.
And a lot of the take I saw that made sense, which makes less sense now because there wasn't as many kids, but still made sense to an extent, is that, of course, they're the ones that get the tickets, but like they should all not should get the tickets, but it's I'm glad that they got the tickets because they also need to get those opportunities.
Yeah,
to 100%. See those shows.
100%.
Because let's be real, that's never going to happen again.
Nope.
Like, they're too big for that type of shit to be doing that type of
show. The closest thing that everybody got to that was Drain last October.
Yeah.
But even then, Drain compared to Knock Loose is fucking
totally different.
Completely different.
But it, like, they're meant to get those tickets.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Young kids with the disposable incomes who don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
I'd rather them get the tickets than like the shitheads at Coachella who have money, who just don't really give a fuck and are there for the fun of
it. Well, there was definitely a lot of those there too.
It's shitty, you know, but I'm glad at least some kids got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Them specifically in... I don't want to say natural habitats because that sounds shitty, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, yeah.
How they're meant to be seen.
Yeah.
I'm glad at least new people got to be like, this is what you missed for 6 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, well, yeah, because it goes back to us seeing them at like Chain Reaction literally, and like the Regent and like 1720, not 1720, but
the scariest
like,
small venue band.
Shows.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, yeah, they like there was a, there the was a good.
I got like anxious, like genuinely anxious before I saw
it. Who played the hi-hat?
No, the other one, the Lodge Room, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Lodge Room was fucking crazy.
Yeah, the last time we all took a photo together.
Yeah. That was Karma, Gay Creeper.
Gay Creeper. Then,
fucking insane.
Gay Creeper, loudest band of all time.
and Magnitude, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking insane.
It looked dope.
Yeah, it was cool. I will say, dude, there was this one kid that was there. He was like 14, like braces, had a white shirt on that just said, I love crowd killing. Awesome.
Shout out.
Dude, 14-year-old kid.
Soldier, dude.
Dude, I got there before Cosmic Joke played. Cosmic Joke, lots of people were there. No mosh, which sucked because the Cosmic Joke is awesome.
They are an outlier on the bill.
So outlier, but they're very...
It kind of makes sense, but it's like...
Yeah, but like, you know...
jump around.
Was there a ton of people from the beginning, though?
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Cool. I will say...
At least they showed up for the beginning.
A bunch of people were there.
That's the fucking thing.
That's a good thing.
A bunch of people were there. Yeah, it was awesome.
As long as it wasn't the last hour, then, oh, fuck it, let's go there.
No.
I'm glad.
From the get, there was a lot of people there, which is cool.
That's good.
As it should be.
Yeah. But so we pulled up to the venue. Friend of the show, Mateo, also got in. I don't want to say he got a ticket. He got in. And then...
Blood Diamond.
He was with me in South Africa, flew together. It was crazy. Saved my life. It was insane. But yeah, so we ended up getting into the show, and when we got there, it was like pretty full. Like it was fuller than the last big room show that I went to there, which was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the Peeling Flesh show.
Yeah,
there was more people in there for the first band than there was for the headliner at the last big show, which was good.
That's cool. Yeah,
very
yeah.
cool. Yeah,
what you want to see in a show?
Yeah, absolutely. Knock Loose, Twitching Tongues merch sold out immediately. Like
yeah.
Dude, when Cosmic Joke was playing, there was a big ass line out the door, which was funny.
Yeah.
And Mac Miller, the singer for Cosmic Joke, shout out to Mac. He just went, "The song is out to the Knock Loose merch line." it was very funny.
He's like, "All those people outside, thank you."
Yeah. But they were inside. It was just like from the back room to the big room.
Yeah. They have it in the small room.
Yeah.
Shoot it out. Yeah. That's so funny.
But yeah, it was very funny. Cosmic Joke had a great set. They sounded awesome.
Who's that kid that Colin threw?
That was the 14-year-old kid.
No shit. That was the kid.
That was the kid.
That's badass.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the same kid who was at Sounding Fury. That like young kid with like the soccer jersey. I don't know if you guys seen him in the videos, but he was like going hot,
dude.
I think it's the same kid.
So I didn't see him. I didn't see him during Cosmic Joke. Dude, Mongrel played. He was in the pit beating the shit out of people.
That's awesome.
Those are the kids we need.
Yeah, Mongrel played. Mongrel had a dope set. Yeah. Very, very full for them. Actual like scary mosh for them.
Dog Complex.
He was fucking killing people for Mongrel. It was awesome. That's genuinely crazy. Badass.
Dog Complex.
After that, dude, Beyond Repair played.
I thought you were gonna say Beyonce, and I'm like, what?
I wish.
What?
No, Beyond Repair played.
Can you imagine?
That'd be crazy. I think
it'll
pop.
Oh, it's crazy pop. Yeah. Like actual crowd surfing, like packed as shit. Everybody was on the front, knew all the words.
Yeah.
Actual mosh for Beyond Repair, which is dope. Because mm-hmm. I have like Throwdown is like one of my like goats. Mm-hmm. Like they're on my Mount Rushmore for sure.
Yeah,
I've ripped them off so many fucking times. It's crazy.
shouldn't say that.
But like, especially that era of Throwdown.
Yeah.
You don't have any blood. And I was, because it was funny because like Beyond Repair was playing and I was telling Mattel, I'm like, I took that part. I took that part. I took that part. That part is in this song. That part is in this song. Like, I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, that part's in this song. Yep, that part's in this song. That part I did, that's in this song. Like, I was telling him, like, all the stuff that I ripped off from Throwdown.
He just turns to you, he's like, do you write any music? Yeah. He's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no. Because, listen, all I'm saying is when I was writing the Fatal Wound shit, it's a lot of Throwdown. Yeah. It's a lot. Listen to No Saviors Front to Back and listen to Beyond Repair and listen to You Don't Be Blood.
TD.
There's some correlation there.
You're definitely T down, you know what I'm saying?
I try to be, dude.
But yeah, it was badass. They had like crazy dog pile during Get Sick. I never say this. Get Sick, motherfucker. Yeah. Come on, bro.
That's twice, dude.
Yeah, this twice.
But yeah, it was awesome. They had a great set. And then of course the best band on the planet, Twitching Fucking Tongues.
TT.
Played immediately after them. One of the dopest sets I've ever seen of them. Yeah. I was up front the whole time. Colin pulled me on stage and gave me the mic to do World War V, which was dope.
That's sick.
It's my legacy. yeah, I did World War V. Scary Mosh and World War V. Shout out to the friend, Tony, Tone Zone. Just doing the Lord's work.
Yes, sir.
It's fucking awesome.
It's a badass name, Tone Zone.
Tone Zone, yeah. Tone Zone is amazing. I love him. Doing the Lord's work was fucking badass. And then
what was the response to them?
Pretty good. Yeah. It was a lot of people that didn't know them as much. But the people that did know them were like up front the whole time, like singing every song. That's like sick. Good, incredible crowd response. Like the pit was active the whole time. It wasn't like Scary Mosh like it usually is because it's a lot of like, you know, it kids. Was, yeah, but there was mosh the whole time. Lots of mosh. Dude, there was this one girl. Okay, listen.
Here we go.
This one girl in green shirt. Listen, if you don't know the words, don't grab the mic.
Yep.
Don't ask for the mic.
So tough.
Who does?
Dude, Colin gave her the mic 4 or 5 times. Dude, it was completely fucked every time.
Would she say
it wasn't words? It wasn't even lyrics to the song. Like, it's one thing because I made a mistake in the set. You can hear it. There's a part in Insane and Inhumane where he says, sorry, I'm not good enough. Never been dealt a hand so rough. And the second time it says, sorry, I'm not good enough. Sorry, I'm not your fantasy. Mm-hmm. I flip-flopped those in my head. So live, I did the fantasy part. I did the fantasy part early, but I knew that. Because I heard all the video and I was like, damn, this should feel good next time. No problem. But I brought it back in the second half. I did it right.
There you go.
But I get it flip-flopped in my head. But, dude, every time Colin gave this girl the mic, it was like, you're just like, what song is that from? It's like, it's not even.
Was she saying words?
Barely. But it was like, dude, it wasn't even Twitching Tongues lyrics. Like, from somebody who could probably get a degree.
Fractures. Like, that's not, dude, that's not them.
Coming from somebody who could probably get a degree in Twitching Tongues lyrics.
Mm-hmm. A degree.
Straight up, listen. If there was a test to get a PhD in Twitching Tongues lyrics, brother, I'm there the whole time. I'm fucking, you know.
Hell yeah, dude.
But like
Twitch over here, dude.
Coming from somebody who can
that might be the name of the episode.
Doctor Twitch. I'll change it right now. From someone who knows their discog.
Giving him too much credit.
Who knows their discog front to back. It like wasn't even Twitching Tongues lyrics.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So it's like
not even like the wrong song.
Not even the wrong song, just not Twitching Tongues lyrics at all. So if you don't know the fucking lyrics, don't be up front trying to grab the mic.
And it's okay.
And here's the thing. If you don't know the words, you can be up front. Just don't go to grab the mic.
Yeah, just stand there.
I do that all the time.
I did that for Fury.
Not even attempting to sing along. I'm like,
Yeah, like because like I did that for Fury. I knew everything on Paramount. I didn't know a whole lot of the shit off of Failed Entertainment.
Yeah.
I didn't know the demo song.
You avoid, you know how you get away from a mic grab or a mic
look
offer?
Down.
Just look away.
Recreate it. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the watch check is crazy, dude. Just fucking.
Fucking time. I gotta go home.
Yeah.
You just avoid it.
But,
don't try to, because you're only.
You're gonna look insane.
Yeah, you're only gonna embarrass yourself.
Yeah, you're gonna look insane.
Go up to the front.
That's so real.
Yeah, But then At Twitching Tongues played, had a great set. I stood in the back of the room for Knock Loose on a chair to see like the, like, cause I was like, I want to see what this is. So I stood in the back corner of the room on the top of a chair to see the whole room.
Dude,
it was fucking crazy.
That's sick.
Like it was like people that were from the front to the back knew every word to every song. Like there was people like legit crowd surfing. Like
yeah, I saw that.
The mosh was fucking atrocious because it was just like push mosh. Of course. Fucking awful. But dude, Knocked Loose, I have never heard a band sound like that in that room before.
I think it's because they've been playing stadiums and like
they are so fucking locked in. That's insane. They're so pro.
I think because they've gotten to the point where they're playing these essentially high stakes. That's what they're now getting paid to play fucking crazy
shows.
It's their job now. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Not that they didn't take it seriously before. They obviously did to get to that point.
Yeah, it's a natural thing that you have to do
once they literally became, like you said, professionals at it.
So now when they're at
a smaller venue, they have no fucking lights to worry about. They have no fucking pads to hit. They got nothing to
fucking
worry about.
They just
got to
show up and play.
They are like, what? Like, it's fucking like nothing for them. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, let's go.
But they sounded fucking awesome. Crazy.
Dude, yeah.
Like, it was genuinely like, dude, insane. And it was even more badass because Mongrel let the bands use their fucking full stacks, so they had just like four by twelves, and it sounded fucking crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. You were there, so you can provide more.
I was indeed there.
More expoundness on it. Probably made that up.
it works.
It works.
Yeah.
Dude, the first two songs that they played.
Deep in the Willow, dude. And We're Like Divides the Holler.
Dude.
That
transition.
It was fucked up.
Dude, literally, like...
I looked at Josh from Malform, friend of the show, Josh, and I just went... At the same time, you're both just like, holy fuck.
I think it was 197 who posted that on Twitter.
197.
That 36 seconds or
Shout
whatever.
Shout out to Steven, friend of the show.
And I was just like, I was getting ready the day after because it was or something like that.
He posted it the next morning.
Yeah, exactly. And I was doing something early in the morning, and Nikki was getting ready for work, and I literally in my like kitchen at like 6 a.m. I was like, what the fuck? Like, at last,
what?
And I just showed it to her. She's doing makeup. She just goes, I was like, I thought that was like halfway through the show.
They opened the show with that.
That's so fucked up.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, it sounded so sick, dude. It sounded so fucking sick.
Also, I'm not going to lie. In that room, what's my fucking name? Knock Loose, motherfucker.
Oh.
Crazy, dude.
God damn, dude.
It was fucked up.
That made me angry. Man, what's my fucking name? I was like,
yeah. Like, dude, it was bad. Like, because I love that shit. Like, it's super gimmicky. Yeah.
Nah.
I love that shit.
They straight up earned it.
They're straight up, yeah.
You know who the fuck I am. You're literally why you're, like, we're why you're here. You know?
Yeah, straight up.
Like, oh my
God. Yeah, and every band was there for Knock Loose. Mm. Straight up. It was awesome. It was very cool because, like, and they were just, like, hanging out in the venue the whole night.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, dude, they watched every band. Like, Isaac was just walking around, Brian was walking around, PacSun and all them were just walking around, you know.
Chilling, talking to people.
Hanging out. That was fucking badass.
Hardcore dudes, dude.
Yeah, man.
I bet it felt good for them to an extent to get back there to be
for
like,
sure.
You know, like, I don't have to worry about
it. Well, you know what's crazy is that Brian and the rest of the band has never played there. The only band that I know for a fact has played Midnight Hour or member is Isaac because, Inclination played there.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it was their first time in that venue. Cause Brian came to a show there. Like, I think I want to say like a year and a half ago. Like he just showed up and like, cause he was in town.
He was hanging out.
People were just like,
cause he lived in LA for a minute. So like he would just come to Midnight Hour sometimes and hang out. But, dude, fuck you, Tay. Tay in the comments just said, "Oh my god, a podcast! I remember those." Fuck you, Tay.
Tay, I'll see you tomorrow, dude.
I thought maybe
we'll see. Well, it's up in the air, but I think
land it.
I think I should,
but
land is crazy.
But I will say, like, as shitty as it was that like the people that built that venue up didn't get to go to that show and kind of like look at what their work did essentially. It was cool to see a venue like the Midnight Hour that I've been going to literally since it opened.
Yeah. get fucking packed out.
Dude, like, so the official cap on the wall says 450. There was probably like 500 people there.
Yeah, exactly.
I think. Yeah. Like I've never seen that room so packed.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And it was awesome. Like, it was genuinely fucking badass. Like from where I was standing, I could have crowd surfed from the back of the room to the front.
That's sick.
If I wanted to. It was dope.
Okay, fuck dude. You for going, dude.
It was it was fucking bad the fuck ass, dude. It was awesome.
Yeah. Shouts out fucking KL.
Shout out to Knock Loose. All it was dope.
Dude. Shout out.
Dude.
S out.
So.
What?
This is a, speaking of Knock Loose, Steph Akai in the Discord. Join the Discord, you fuck.
Join the Discord.
What dream collab would you like to see between your favorite artists? What's like some dream collabs you'd love to see?
J. Cole Kendrick. No, I'm kidding.
We should talk about J. Cole while Gabe was here because he's a mark for him.
we'll get him next week. You know.
Yeah, we'll hit that next week. Fuck, man, dream collab.
I would love. I don't know why. I would love like Halsey and any band ever.
Yeah.
Because, like, her voice was just made for guitar music. It was. Mm-hmm. I love her.
She's a fucking head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a fucking head. She's
yeah. Fucking oh, head. Fuck yeah, she is.
Yeah, she almost broke her arm at a fucking...
Sorry, So Far show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During her tour.
During
she
her tour.
Like, I'll be right back.
Her manager got mad as fucking her because she cut her face at the show and, like, almost got her fucking arm broken at Sorry, So Far show because she was stage diving.
Yeah.
Shuts out. That's
in the middle of her show.
In the middle.
She was, like, at a show and was like, I'll be back. Left to go see them. Came back and did her show.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Well, she played her set.
Oh, yeah. That's
went. To go see Stories of Far and came back after the show.
That's sick.
Yeah, because she was opening for somebody.
Yeah,
it was dope. Yeah, it was very cool.
We are separate.
Ashley, dude.
Fucking awesome. I mean, realistically, we could do like a Deftones Sleep Token and just have the best fucking album ever. Like,
I don't want that.
I'm talking about not fucking album. I'm talking about fucking album.
Oh yeah.
Sex, dude. That would be.
I feel like that's a little. It's on the notes.
On the notes.
No, it would be sick, though. It would be sick to see, dude.
Sleep Token, Billie Eilish. I don't know.
That's fucking gay, dude. That's fucking gay, dude.
On the nose when she's kidding.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It's this is the shit you don't really, like, think about.
Think about it all.
Yeah.
Who has a crazy voice?
I honestly, like, Miley Cyrus. Same thing with, like, Halsey. Miley Cyrus needs to be on, like, a, like, rock album.
My Psy X fucking Nickelback. I don't know. That could happen.
Oh yeah, that's like that a real happen. That's like a it real would, thing
would,
that might happen.
It would fit too, which is a bummer. Yeah.
you a My Side guy?
Yeah, a couple tracks.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge.
Okay,
fan.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan. Yeah,
okay, yeah. He looked at him and I was like, oh.
No, he's just a fucking bitch.
Queer.
Couple tracks.
A bitch queer, that's if fine. You will.
A bitch queer.
A bitch queer is crazy.
Yeah, he's a fucking bitch queer, you know.
So fucking stupid.
That was very funny.
Fuck, I'm trying to fucking. I'm trying to think of people who have a fantastic voice.
I know,
or who would be a. I'm thinking of. You know what? Ice-T.
Okay. Here.
With any hardcore band.
Nah, yeah.
That's happened.
Dude.
That's,
Well,
doesn't he,
Dude, Ice-T Gridiron?
I was just about to say.
Oh my God, bro.
That would be fucking
Ice-T and this motherfucker. Oh,
dude. That would go ridiculous.
That would go insane, bro.
It could happen.
Dude, Ice-T Mind Force?
Crazy. Just fucking night riffs behind him.
Dude, that'd be fucking crazy.
Suit of armor riffs. He just walks out just... No expression.
He just walks out dude, fucking, already pissed.
dude, fucking words fail it. Bound down, and he's like, Ice-T, bitch, body count, motherfucker.
That'd be so
Jay's sick.
Jay's next to him with a backpack, just like, dude,
brother, Ice-T, Pillars of Ivory.
Oh, that's that shit.
That's that fucking.
That's the one.
That would be
shit.
That would be fucking crazy.
Dude, what are some rappers you'd love to see play with POI? Snoop Dogg POI?
That'd be great.
He is weed the person.
I think he'd be down.
Yeah, 100%.
He'd be down.
He'd just be like,
Yeah, dude, just be like, just smoking.
And then just in the background, oh.
Dude,
yeah, they give him a bag of weed joints. He's like, is meat? Oh.
Dude, yeah, that'd be fucking
that'd be
crazy.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. That or yeah. Vince Staples.
Vince Staples. Dude, Vince Staples, XPOI. Dude, Nas, XPOI.
Nas would be crazy.
I don't know what
you
want to call me with that.
Holy shit.
Nas Poi,
dude.
Nas Poi.
Yeah, dude, Nas
Poi. All caps, Nas Poi.
There you go. Nas Poi. That's what it is. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, rappers and hardcore would be, like, that's like.
They're, yeah, literally.
That's right there. Right there. Exactly. That's right there.
Fucking Nas Poi. That is
what?
So crazy.
You know what collab I heard the other day? Mm-hmm. Ice-T and Six Feet Under. It's kind of sick, dude. It's kind of sick.
Dude, his face.
It's kind of sick, dude.
I don't know, dude.
Look, I'm not a Chris Barnes guy. I'm not.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is. But some riffs, dude. Yeah. It's pretty sick. It's pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. He does the terrible high scream thing.
He does that.
It kind of works with the song.
I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Chris Barnes. But it was cool collab. Unexpected collab, also, I should say.
Yeah.
That's like a bummer.
Yeah, it bummed me out. It dingly bummed me out.
I need
Body Count to play in LA again, dude. I need Body Count to play. I need to play Carnivore so I can kill people.
Yeah,
Carnivore.
That song.
Carnivore. Dude,
I know he's just talking.
Yeah,
you know
he's not even rapping. He's just talking.
But like, yeah, like
it works. Dope.
Like, yeah, because most people
talking
like,
hardcore.
Yeah,
body count walks. Body count walks. So fucking Gridiron could run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but the beginning of 25/8. Anytime I hear it, it gets me fucking. Yeah. Oh yeah, Gridiron Hardcore. So we here now. We here ever, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. So hype.
Dude, the fucking line. Also, I remember that I just said we here ever.
I got you. I know what you. We here ever. Hey, you know what we mean, dude.
I don't even know the song.
Dude, there's a lyric.
You say,
we here forever.
And I said, we here ever.
It still kind of works, dude.
Yeah. Dude, there's a fucking lyric in the song. Dude, in the second hook of the song. This is an actual lyric in the song. He goes, from PA to the D, Grand Rapids to Boyertown, when shit hitting the fan, you go to Lawyertown. If you're 365, then we 434. It's arithmetic, bitch. We just grind much more.
Yeah, hard.
It's hard.
Oh yeah,
dude.
So sick.
The only exposure I have to them,
yeah,
is when I saw them. Understanding nothing.
You saw Gridiron?
Yeah, when they played with Section 8 and
at fucking Midnight Hour. Yeah, I was there at the
show. Oh,
that's right. I forgot you went to that.
Saw him do actual whippets on stage.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I was just like,
dude, we're like next to him, and I was like,
dude, I was shooting that show.
Yeah,
I was shooting that show, and I was like. Oh,
you're just like, ah.
He puts it down. You're like, ah.
That was a tsunami show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to time it between hits, yeah.
Fucking wrist. Yeah, yeah. I literally was like,
yeah, yeah.
When I got socked by a new jack.
Actively killing himself on stage. We're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
But goddamn, they got riffs.
I gotta actually listen to them.
Dude, listen to them.
Listen to Helter Skelter.
No, listen to Trench.
Listen to both. Listen to both.
G R. I D iron sharpens iron sharpens iron. That's such a fucking hard ass song. Yeah, I'll put you on after the show. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. Yeah, Gridiron, any rapper to live ever, dude. Gridiron X fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Ooh, that'd be crazy.
Dude, that'd be fucked up.
Ooh, where's Gravediggers from?
Oh, New York, I think.
New York?
Yeah.
Dude, Gravediggers.
Dude, Gravediggers X Panda Truth. Oh, fuck.
That would be fucked up.
That would be so fucking crazy.
I'm going to go softer, dude. I'm going to go softer.
Going to go S?
Would.
Going to go S? Fuck you. motherfucker.
Like a limp dick over here.
Holy shit.
No, dude, I'm rock hard right now, dude.
Yeah, you would be.
Dude, okay. that's like that fucking meme where it's like, fucking shrimp dick having all this shit, broke ass motherfucker. And he's like, broke?
I'll take shrimp dick. I'm not broke.
Pulls out money. I ain't broke, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was like you weak ass shrimp dick lying cheating motherfucker broke ass bitch fucking. And then like, he goes, and then it's like a whole broke. Thing, and then the whole thing, and then and all caps reply just says broke.
That's really funny.
It's very funny.
So real,
I saw it today. I'll pull it up. It's very funny. Yeah.
Dude. Orville Peck.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a band.
Orville Peck ex Post Malone.
Ooh,
Post Malone. Doing the Morgan
Post
Wallen
Malone
shit.
Does a country song.
He is doing a country song with Morgan Wallen coming out soon.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm fucking like when he inevitably.
Is that
does,
why you listen to Morgan Wallen?
Yes, that was literally no bit. And that and my cousin also told me about him because I sent him the video of Post Malone with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah,
he's like my boy Posty also listened to Morgan Wallen, and I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, when he inevitably does put out a country album, I'm different.
I'm different. It's crazy.
Like, straight up different. It's going to be bad. Bass Pro Shops and flannels, bro. That's
I get it.
That's it for me, dude.
You're on your way there already. Yeah, so it's
I'm a Bass Pro Shop hat away from being that guy.
Yeah.
What's that one opening in OC, right? Is it Bass Pro
Shop? Dude, there's
is it open?
It's open.
It's open.
Oh, dude, we're mobbing it's out open. In like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Let me know, dude. We'll fucking do it.
Let's mob. I need some more pants.
Okay.
Yeah, I need some pants, dude.
Dude, have you seen the fucking Bass Pro Shop shirt which just says, that's my ass, bro, stop?
That's crazy. That's nuts. Same logo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hey, get off me.
Eric, who was at the Knock Loose show in the Discord,
crazy.
Friend of the
Shout
show,
Eric, dude.
Eric said, "What is an what are some underrated hardcore bands you think came and went but would have been huge if they would have started in the current era?" I'm gonna say Easy Money.
Yeah, Easy Money.
Easy Money, sure. Fucking would have did numbers.
I gotta consult the list, dude.
Numbers for sure. This is kind of an unfair one, but Next Step Up, I feel like would have gone pretty far.
And Step Up.
Come on.
What does that mean, Justin? What is it?
Nigga Step Up.
Holy shit. Only Living Black, Witness. Only Living Witness probably would have did numbers.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say Life of Agony because I feel like they probably would have. They're pretty big. I think.
They're big in like the more underground.
Yeah, yeah, side. Yeah.
So that
Only
that,
Living
that
Witness.
Does count.
Only Living Witness for sure.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I have to consult the fucking.
I wanted to say Zayo, but they're very of the time period
for sure.
So I'm not sure if it would translate now.
I think it would.
Well, yeah, it's all coming back.
Yeah, it's all coming back, dude. I'm telling you,
bringing it back.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's a very tough question because.
Cause like when I think like, oh, they would have been fucking huge. Cause like, I think of bands like, you know, like a band that I ride hard as fuck for is Down to Nothing.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like bands that I listened to that broke up that did pretty well for themselves would do better now.
Like Backtrack.
But Backtrack was the biggest band on the planet for fucking ever.
Backtrack ran shit.
But they're not here anymore.
They're not here now. But
that's what I'm getting at.
But even before they broke up, Backtrack ran shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they were like the biggest New York band, mm-hmm. like other than like fucking Madball.
The world needed them most, dude.
they were the first band to like play. Or, no, that was Havhart who played China, right?
But
Backtrack played like all over the fucking world, and they like broke down a lot of barriers for like a lot of hardcore bands.
They did.
Single-handedly united Long Island and New York.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
I have one. It's like a very, very deep cut.
Mm.
This is for all the Louisville heads out there. There's a band out there called, I don't think they're around anymore. They were called Nesh.
Nesh is fucking sick.
Misanthropic hardcore. They're fucking crazy.
Yeah, Nesh is fucking dope.
I feel like that could...
Or was fucking dope.
Yeah, it was. Rest in pep, dude. I actually have a Nesh shirt, which is...
Really?
Yeah. It's I'm gay, so I can say this. On the back, in just pink bold letters with like a live shot. It just says 502 Fag Crew.
That's sick.
It's hard because there are members in the.
Why didn't you wear it to LDB?
I don't know.
You should have worn it to LDB, dude.
I forgot that it was a Louis, that they were a Louisville band.
You would have gotten mad props for that.
I gotta wear it next. I gotta wear it
next year. You gotta run that.
Like fuck it up too, because it's like an old shirt.
Mm. Yeah.
It feels old,
dude. You know, shirt. Speaking of Louisville, Nine Eyes would have popped the fuck off.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah, they would have been fucking huge.
Mm-hmm. I think Fight Everyone would have done pretty well too.
Yeah, Fight Everyone.
Because like especially with the Weapon X shit,
everybody gets hurt.
Yeah, but they're pretty
big, but it's like
I feel like that's like a Northeast like staple band because all of your favorite Northeast bands are like everybody gets hurt. It's like that like that's what you like Northeast to me with Everybody Gets Hurt was like this is Strife.
Yeah,
like you need to like this band.
Got one.
What's up?
No Innocent Victim.
Oh, No Innocent Victim. Yes.
No Innocent Victim.
That's a perfect one.
For sure.
No Innocent Victim, for sure.
They were like, they're the blueprint. They're so ahead of their time. Like, what they write.
Everyone now is just doing No Innocent Victim.
What fucking.
Flesh and Blood.
What year was that album released?
Flesh and Blood was 96.
They sound like Pain of Truth. They sound like every bigger, like larger hardcore band that's like killing it right now,
dude. Fucking, they got covered by Band of Truth. Yeah, sorry, dude, Flesh and Blood was 99. My fault, but still,
that's like way.
No Compromise was 97.
That's right. Okay,
dude. Strength came out in 96.
Yeah, dude. Even like, okay, like Christian hardcore had some fucking heat. Like, dude, Seven Star,
Death Star.
Death Star would have been fucked up. Dude, Death Star would be fucked up, dude, right now.
Bro, can you imagine? FTC 2024, just get Death Star to come back.
I'm so glad I got to see both of them.
Dude, I'm so fucking mad.
Dude, it was.
It's the Seven Star.
They opened with that.
Oh my
God. They opened with just side to side everywhere.
Dude. Fucking Seven Star is so good.
Oh, yeah. You can say it. Yeah,
With Blood Comes Cleansing, but I mean,
I wouldn't necessarily.
They weren't that big. They wouldn't be killing it right now. They'd be like more. The way deathcore is going though,
for sure.
Maybe in a few years,
for
they
sure,
would be fucking killing it. You know what I mean?
You see in the future, you're like 2.5 years of
it. dude, you know what? I feel like this is too recent, but I feel like Eyes of the Lord.
Dude, I forgot about Eyes of the Lord.
They're so fucking good.
They're
dude.
Crazy.
They're so good. Yeah. I would say I think because of everything now, like Disgrace too.
Disgrace.
Like if Disgrace came out now.
Yeah.
Dude.
They would be fucking huge.
Huge.
Massive.
Well, dude, like the fucking FTC response was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to
You know, man, I miss Freedom.
Dude, I forgot Detroit. About Freedom too. I was never.
Anti-pose. So good, dude.
They're just punk, right? It's like
hardcore.
Hardcore.
Do you like Warzone?
They
sound like Warzone.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like that kind of vibe.
Gotcha.
Ish.
Man, I'm trying to see.
We got some good ones in there.
Yeah.
We got some good ones.
Dope.
Sorry, there's ghosts in the house.
The house was shifting.
What are we, in New York?
Shout out, dude.
Pussies with our fucking 4.7. Oh my God. Yeah, cup though. Fucking weirdos.
We live in the
It's constantly 4.7.
We live on the fault line, dude.
Because I feel like I can't talk about this because I wasn't around for like a lot of these bands. Because like to me, I thought like The Killer. But The Killer is like in Chicago, that's like they're fucking Metallica. You know what I mean?
It's just so are we talking about like why like received everywhere? Like
I think
blown
so.
Up like that? Then,
like that I'm could, thinking I'm thinking like Panda Truth level.
Cause yeah, so
yeah,
them for sure.
Cause I will say like when The Killer played it in LA a few years ago it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. Yeah.
But it's still not like
I almost wore my Killer shirt today.
They're not like nationally like recognized. I mean they are.
They are now.
They are now. But like,
but at the time, I don't think they were.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a good question. We had some good picks.
Friend of the show, Ian, aka Shonen Rump,
Shouts out, dude.
If y'all had fuck you money, what international fest would y'all travel to?
This is hardcore. Or
F1. International Trust.
Oh, International.
International Fest.
He's like, yeah.
For me, it would be Outbreak.
Yeah, where's This Is Hardcore?
Philly.
Philadelphia.
He's like, yeah, a different place.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, Outbreak would be sick.
Outbreak would be fucking crazy.
Outbreak or Download.
Download has been like a dream.
That's from
like, or Hellfest.
Hellfest.
Hellfest is like a dream.
Eperfest.
Do they have one in Japan?
Eperfest is crazy.
They have one in Japan.
Blood Axe.
Yeah, Blood Axe, dude.
It'd be an excuse to go to Japan.
Dude, Japanese mosh style is so fucking
why are they
socially? I'm like dead serious. They're so repressed socially because it's very like, it's, don't do anything out of the normal. Yeah. It was your fucking pariah.
Yeah.
So when they get the opportunity to do crazy shit, they're like, fucking goodbye.
It's built, they're built for hardcore. Yes.
What's that DVD? It's like demonstrating
my style?
Demonstrating my style or like Japanese mosh demonstrate. It's called like that's something hard. Crazy.
That's sick.
Where it's called Japanese mosh demonstration.
That's so fucking
and it's like Bastard and Gizm playing like crazy ass hardcore and like a bunch of like Japanese hardcore kids just fucking doing the craziest shit you've never seen.
Asian
before.
Mosh is crazy, is
dude. Okay,
fucking crazy.
Indonesia's
on top. Right.
Thailand,
yeah.
Japan,
mm-hmm.
And Malaysia.
Yeah,
see, has the Thailand craziest mosh.
They got fucking Rotang out there, just
yeah.
Everyone's
Muay Thai.
Yeah, everyone's just
Rotang is so dope.
Yeah, they get the pin. They're just like,
just flying mean people, dude.
But yeah, like Japan and Southeast Asia, has the craziest mosh.
Why are they so good at everything? Why? What are they doing?
They got it down, dude.
Dude, I don't know what it is about like Southeast Asian, like the moshers out there. Like Southeast Asian moshers are so acrobatic. Yeah. It's crazy.
Now they just don't give a fuck. They act like they have healthcare.
Yeah, you know? Dude.
Like, they just fucking.
Brother, and the fact that they're like doing like Superman tornado corkscrew kicks off the stage is like, holy shit.
Fucking so sick. Doing the fucking 720 kick that Michael Venom did. Some poor kid just like, this is.
Yeah.
It's my first show.
It's like the fucking video of that dude was like moshing these kids, one of those, and somebody just comes flying across the screen. Like, he's like, holy fuck. Like, I would not
dude,
last.
Yeah. The video of the dude spraying the hose and the dog just kind of like the fucking field. Yeah.
I simply would not last.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Shouts out, dude.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to a hardcore show out in like Japan and shit. It'd just be fun, you know?
That is my vibe, dude.
Yeah. That'd be so fucking sick.
That would be my vibe.
Yeah, that and just to see all like the local heads doing all their shit because you know their shit's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I
would love to see.
Because they're great at music, you know what I'm saying? Like they just are so technical with it. It's like, it's going to sound great. Even the local bands are going to sound great, you know?
I'd love to get a peek into like just the inner workings.
Yeah,
of, like,
go to a local only show.
Yeah.
And 80 people are going to show up to the show because no one knows who the fuck this band
is. Only black guy there.
And just fucking throw and just sit in the back and be like,
holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, that'd be badass.
Yeah, man,
it'd be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Matt O in the Discord asked us to talk about the bullshit that was the Battlefront Classic Collection.
Wait, so what happened with that?
So there was 3 servers for everyone that downloaded the game. Total. Everyone that downloaded 3? The game, there was 3 active servers.
Yeah.
Total. one more time.
That was our reaction too.
One more time. 3 active servers total.
Why?
Because they're fucking dumb as shit.
Everyone was asking for it. They thought 3 would be enough?
Yeah, no, they like, and I think there was, like, it was buggy. Like, there was something, like,
of course,
almost semi-game-breaking bugs that were just like, we can't do anything.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad. Dude, it was so bad.
That's such a bummer.
Yeah.
Everyone, dude, I was so hyped for that.
People were just like, oh, and then they played it, and they're like,
God, dude, that's they're 2-0.
I think
dude.
They updated it now. I think it's good now because I know I see a ton of gameplay and stuff like that of people playing it. But
insane,
but like, dude,
it looks dope. But yeah,
they've shot themselves in the foot.
Also,
twice.
I heard
twice
they're out of feet.
Also, I heard heat codes still work.
Really? No
up,
way.
Down, left, right, up, down, up, down. Mm-hmm. Still works. Invincibility and infinite ammo.
Just,
fucking
just invincible. Just online players. Just fucking. You're trying to shoot, they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's sick. Yeah, someone showed them in putting the controller and like the solo stuff that they did. And they're just walking around just getting tanked. I'm like, yeah, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead.
It was yeah.
sick. That's so sick.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's fixed now.
Mia in the Discord, how many people do you think ruined their eyesight during the eclipse yesterday?
A lot.
Genuine number? Probably like 50,000 people. I'm like not even kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
A lot of dumb fucks
have
out
you
there.
Seen what a burnt retina looks like?
Yeah.
No. Dude, it's just a black dot in the back of their eye.
That's fucked.
It's literally like a physical burn in the back of your eye.
It refracts
light and it physically burns the cones in there. Yeah. It's not like an imaginary. It burns your cones. Yeah. And that was for someone who looked at it for like 3 seconds. Also, crazy long to look at it and then just die.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm not going to lie. I glanced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did this, dude. I had sunglasses on. I was like,
yeah.
I was like,
I did like a, like, this is actual, like, time.
IRL
I looked
time.
At it. I just went, like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, then you were like, oh, my eyes. And then you looked away.
Yeah. Like, yeah, just fucking.
Just the fucking the fish from SpongeBob. My eyes.
My just, eyes.
Just physically burning.
Yeah.
I see the Willem Dafoe one where it's like, he's like, you ain't got no glasses. You're just raw dogging. His eyes are on fire. I'm like, oh, my God.
I was hoping it would get darker, dude. But like.
No, we're too far away.
Yeah. Like in California where we are.
Oh, yeah. We were literally like 9 states away
from the
center
line. I could see a little bit of blockage, but it wasn't like a full on.
It was definitely like. Not as bright for like 15 minutes, and then I was like,
"It wasn't.
I'm
a
outside.
Fucking,
it doesn't matter."
Yeah, it wasn't like a full Aztec fucking eclipse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess Nikki was home that day,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, "Oh, did you see the eclipse?" Like as a joke, because I knew she didn't.
Yeah,
she was like, "I was asleep," and I was like, "Oh, who would have thought?" I was like, "Yeah, of course."
Shouts
out. She's like, "What did I miss?" I'm like, "Literally nothing.
Nothing.
You didn't see anything.
It got a little dark.
Yeah.
It got dim.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It was kind of. I went like this, and that was about the same darkness as it was. Like,
yeah. Seriously.
It was stupid as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many people. At least 50.
Too many people.
There's 300 million people just in California. Not in California. In the United States.
Yeah.
At least 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people just like, I could.
Did you see there's a graph, because you know you can get Google metadata.
Yeah.
There's a graph of why do my eyes hurt? How come my eyes hurt after the thing? It's literally like, it's like a little bump up in the air. I'm like, you fucking morons.
Dumb as shit.
So that many people.
That's what we call DOS, dude.
No, natural selection. That's what we fucking
Darwinism. Love me some Darwinism.
D.
That's so funny.
Bops of the week.
Bops of the week.
Yeah.
Then we can call it.
Go for it.
Jabrown, wanna start us off?
Jabrown. Dude, so new development, dude.
What's up?
I have a new band I'm a fan of.
Really?
Not a new band, but a band that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Legendary. Dying Breed.
You just figured out Dying Breed is dope?
Well, here's the thing. The song I listened to, they had Life of Agony vocals.
Yeah.
I don't like Life of Agony vocals. Then I listened to the album.
Dick.
I listened to the album "Take My Soul, Give Me Grave."
That's the one, dude.
I know.
Oh my God!
There's a song on there where someone else did vocals on it, not the usual guy.
Dude, "Take My Soul, Give Me Grave" is the record.
No, I know. There was a song on here. I forgot which one it was. Someone else is on it, and they sound exactly like Mina. Which, like, shouts out. That's not my type of vocal. I don't like that type of vocal. So in my mind, when I first heard that track back in the day, I was like, oh, this is what they sound like. I don't like that. Wrote them off.
Well, do you know what the last song on that album is?
What?
It's called God's Hate, brother.
I noticed that.
Wow.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
But.
Oh.
But yeah, shout out Max, because he was like, dude, listen to it.
Because yeah.
I told him, like, I didn't dig it when I first heard it. And he was like, listen to it again. And he actually played it.
I imagine Max in your head is Dying Breed.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So,
say it like that.
I've been digging the album. It's very
it's
good.
Bad
it's
very, the fuck
it's
ass.
Fucking crazy. I'm also a lot of Death Grips recently.
Death Grips what?
A lot of Death Grips. I've been doing what's the Dick album? Wow, I just got the joke. You know the Dick album?
Yeah, it's called like
No Love.
The Internet.
No Love.
Oh, No Love. Yeah.
Been doing that. Also, ex-military, beware. You don't know ex-military?
Mm.
Well, are you a Death Grips guy?
Yeah.
Go to YouTube, listen to ex-military. That's like that's the album.
Really?
It's okay. Like, it's the one. That's the song that had that originally had Guillotine on it.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
First track is crazy. It makes you feel like you're like a supervillain. It just It just has like a monologue from Marilyn Manson in the beginning, just a sample.
Oh shit!
But the message of the song is dope. New Candy.
Dude, what do you think?
It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
It's psychotic. Candy. Yeah.
Candy.
They put out new...
Yeah.
Gonna Die.
It's...
Gonna Die. Put out an album or EP?
They're dropping an album, but they dropped a single.
Gas?
It's fucking insane.
It's bad, dude.
Okay.
It's like it, not... They switched up. They're
it's,
like...
It's called Existenz.
It's like... It's like... Like almost straight up hardcore.
Oh, no shit.
Like not like fast shit. But like fucked up, like hardcore. Yeah, it's, dude, it's bad.
There's some shundun.
Some shunduns.
Couple shunduns.
Shunduns, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome shunduns.
Love Scarab.
And yeah, dude. Yeah. And that's what he does. Shout out Molly, dude.
Sure. He does the fucking wah.
Yeah.
Shit, you know? Pause.
Scante from fucking
crazy Bodybox. Song.
Give me cumbia beats, dude.
Just fucking
shit. And then new song by Caveman. They're fucking crazy.
Caveman?
The song's called Just Question. It's fucking crazy.
Q.
Mortician.
Nice. Yeah. So you're fully in on Mortician.
Fully in.
Fuck yeah.
I wasn't in before, I'm not sure why. I think the bass tone threw me off. It's just fuzz. It's fuzz. Which I'm not a big fan of fuzz. So like, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I'm not a fuzz guy.
There's got to be a joke in there somewhere.
You want me to go?
Dude, stop. I have a family.
That's great.
Been listening to this Japanese composer, actually. His name is Ryuichi Sakamoto. He unfortunately passed of cancer last year.
Bummer.
But he's basically like Hans Zimmer of Japan.
Nice.
But he has had albums. Well, first of all, this is all of his albums.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh my God.
And again, fully composed by himself.
It. Yeah.
Starting from 1978. So this is from 1978. He put out an album 6 months before he died of cancer. Like while he had cancer, put out an album.
What a legend.
That's fucking crazy.
Fucking what a legend. Nuts. It's just all piano and like different vibes. There's like hyper pop stuff and there's like classical shit. Like literally, like almost everything.
Good for
just
him. That's fucking sick.
Crazy range. The song is Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. If that's like, the way someone described it made me want to listen to him. They were like, that is the most of him he's ever put in a song. That is really? Him as a song. Mm. And I was like, if you can describe someone as a song, that has to be at least a good song. I listened to it, was like genuinely moved by it.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, it just made you feel, which is crazy for like just awesome. Piano. No vocals, nothing. Well, not his vocals rather, but like just composed so fucking well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Shouts out, dude.
Crazy. Crazy as shit. Okay. Little bit of title fight, dude, just to get back into it.
Shed?
I finally got...
Pool Green?
No, the...
Hyperview.
Stop looking at me.
Those are the ones...
it is Shed. It is Shed.
It is Shed, yeah. Sorry, I was like, those are the ones, dude. Yeah, it's just those three.
Yeah, it was Shed. Getting back into them a little bit. You were right, listen to all the shit. I just can't do the newer stuff. I don't know what it is. Secret Society's great.
We can't do the older shit or the newer shit?
I can't do the newer shit. It's just his vocals.
Hyperview?
Whatever Secret Society.
That's Full of Green, bro. That's the first thing they did.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The newer shit's Hyperview and like Shed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, then I was just
Full
wrong.
Green okay, came out first. Yeah.
I can't do the old shit. I can do the newer shit. Something about his vocals just pissed me off. I was just like,
ceiling fan. You know,
bit of Weapon X, dude. I am straight in for those 3.5 minutes.
You know,
Story So Far is putting out a new album. So stoked. So I've been listening to the last two releases they or last two singles they put out.
That was going
to
be so shitty. I was going to be like, could not give less of a fuck.
Dude, it's so good. Missing Link.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Which
2 Cent Circus.
He's doing
No Saving
the album.
No, yeah,
the black and white one.
No Saving
the fucking
That's from their last. That's from their first album.
Okay,
it's just an intro.
Bomb First. Yeah,
it's called Bomb First.
It's crazy.
So
they slow it down live. It's bad.
bad, dude.
Because like it's just one guitar, just shake it dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun. They slow that down,
but when they but live they go shake
it
dun dun
dun dun. It fucked up.
Yeah, it was it like 40 seconds?
Because Mr. Panda Truth Guy does everything for that band.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So it's of course gonna be fucked up.
That makes a ton of sense.
Panda Truth wrote Beatdown.
Yeah.
Oh no shit.
It's fucking unreal.
It's fucking badass.
So good.
Yeah. Listening to two Texas rappers. That Mexican OT.
Oh yeah.
But Big X the Plug.
I've heard the name before.
Dude.
Yeah.
Literally, I was like, oh, just like, geez. Dude.
Shouts out, dude.
Can't say half his fucking lyrics the entire time. I was just like, dude, felt like a fucking big dick in a locker room, bro. His shit's dope. No, his shit's sick.
It's crazy.
His shit's sick.
It's crazy.
That and Halsey. So
nice, dude. That's fucking insane.
We'll round it out. You know? What about you, dude?
I have been listening to Terror, some Bloodbath, Poison the Well, Hatebreed. This new band that I got into because of the homies, Renounced.
Renounced.
Renounced is dope.
What are they?
Metalcore.
Fuck yeah.
Hope Conspiracy.
Cool.
Love HopeCon.
HopeCon.
Killing Pace, no surprise. World Collapse. Gridiron, no surprise. King Nine, no surprise.
Yeah.
Shouts.
Lacuna, no surprise. Lots of Down to Nothing. New Cosmic Joke LP is fucking awesome. New Full of Hell, fucking insane.
I haven't heard it. Crazy?
Dude.
I heard like a little bit of one of the singles they dropped. It's fucking psychotic.
Dude, they dropped a song called Doors to Mental Agony.
God, their song titles, that's like something I like strive to like emulate. Just like Dylan's mind, dude. I need to get in there.
Witness Chamber and Apex Predator.
Nice.
Dude.
Shouts out.
Respect is not given. Respect is so good.
I don't say it this often. There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you do. Watch You Fall.
That bore.
Metalcore band from SoCal up here.
Shouts out, dude.
Yacht Youngins. Clubbers, which is Jay Force's lo-fi project.
Send me the thing,
I did twice. this band from New Jersey called Bayway, which is
B-way?
Badass.
They're dope. Newport, the Newport album.
Dude, new Missing Link.
Mm. Oh, there's more.
They put and, out stuff too.
New Missing Link.
Or not New Missing Link. New Belmora. Sorry. And Missing Link.
Oh, dude. New Belmora is fucking crazy.
New Belmora is dope. Yeah, but New Belmora and Missing Link is fucking awesome.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's what's up, dude.
It's in there somewhere, dude.
He's looking for it.
I bet Sunday, March 10th.
you'll find it. And then, fucking Pain of Truth.
Pot.
Heavy in the rotation, really.
Tried and true, dude.
Hell yeah. Gabe, what you been listening to?
Bitch.
Great.
Nice.
I know what he's been listening to. J. Cole.
Yeah.
That fuck.
The album was good, dude. I'm not even going to lie. The album was so good. I enjoyed it.
Me Canyon did a video.
Oh, did you? I saw that you sent it. I didn't watch it. Was he just like, oh my God?
Yeah, he was like, dude, that's fucking crazy. This is sick.
Yeah.
Apparently they were like super respectful and they hit him up first. Or like, no yo, shit. Can we use this? And he's like, yeah.
Take it all. Yeah. Take my whole shit.
That's shout out. Shout out me, Kenyon, dude. He's one of us, dude. He listens to 200 Stab Wounds.
Oh, is he really? No shit.
Bog. He listens to Bog.
Oh, he's a Bog.
Dude, he had a scalp shirt on like not too long ago.
No shit.
Yeah, Sport and Scalp, dude.
Shout out Bog, dude.
Yeah, man. Shout out fucking M. Kenyon, dude. All
right, dude, where can they find us?
TikTok SM Productions, Instagram, Strawberry Death Machine, all one word. You know what the fuck it is already.
Check out podcasts anywhere you can find podcasts. Yeah, give us a 5-star review because we're fucking sick with it. Don't give us a 1-star review because fuck you.
It's real as fuck.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Hit like, hit subscribe. Join our Discord. You'll be able to submit questions for the podcast.
Yeah, we'll be able
like
to
we answered today.
It.
Yep.
We also do regular reaction live streams on there. That's where most of the reactions are going to live now.
Yeah.
Because just we don't want to do them. we'll do them from time to time. We've already said it 1,000 times.
We want to.
Some of you still don't fucking get it, but yeah, join the Discord.
You fucking bitch.
And if you're not, you're a piece of shit, dude. So yeah.
That is true. Jesus. You're actively a piece of shit if you don't join it.
Yeah.
You know?
You know?
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, y'all. Pizza.
Bye.
Pizza?
Pizza.